Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, folks. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Bitcoin just took a massive dive, and people are panicking. We spotted an article called Bitcoin Crashed Hard, Here's How I'm Playing It. And honestly, it's a total reality check for anyone staring at their phone and sweating.
It's so easy to panic, right? But by taking a breath and realizing that these crashes are actually just Tuesday in the crypto world, you can remove a lot of pressure off yourself. We know that since 2017, we've seen drops of 85%, 72%, and multiple 25% dips along the way to consistent new highs.
Exactly. DBM are over 10 years in this industry, so by now, we know the mindset reactions most people have. Broadly, these can be broken down into three camps of how people react. The trader, trying to time the top and buy the bottom, a very hard thing to do as we know. The throttler, buying more when it's cheap, less when it's expensive, a skill that takes a certain frame of mind year in, year out. The crypto bros are all over social media shouting about the right time to trade. And the accumulator, just buying every single week no matter what. The boring, steady process of quiet Bitcoin accumulation. This is where the dollar cost averaging talk gets real. Most people think they can outsmart the market by trading. However, given annual returns on most asset classes are concentrated in just 10 days of any given year, if you miss the best 10 days because you were waiting for the bottom or the top, you don't just lose money. You typically lose about 26% of your Bitcoin stack.
That's the patience factor. Trying to time it perfectly is a fool's errand because of drag. You've got trading fees, slippage, and the biggest wealth killer of all, taxes. Every time you sell to buy back lower, the government takes a cut, leaving you with less capital to buy back in.
The comparison to some of the world's richest people is powerful. Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, and Jeff Bezos didn't get rich trading Tesla, Coca-Cola, or Amazon stock in the ups and downs over decades. Tesla has dropped by 50 to 75% multiple times. They got wealthy through ownership and extreme patience, not by trying to catch a falling knife.
Right. The scoreboard isn't about how many dollars you have. It's about how many sats you accumulate, if you believe Bitcoin is becoming the world's neutral reserve asset over this next decade. If you believe that, the only mistake is not owning enough of it when any rebound happens and staying secure along the way. Live your life, build your stack, relax.
Sound advice. Okay, the takeaway? Stop watching the one-minute candles. The power of DCA is that it turns volatility into a threat you remain in control of. Just keep buying, stay patient, and let time do the heavy lifting. All the while, of course, hunt for ways to add income to your business so your profit and loss account becomes more and more powerful over time, hence allowing you to accumulate Bitcoin and even gold at ever-increasing levels. Be sure to remain safe, too, as the technology evolves. The DBM Wealth Builder Series is designed to ensure you have all the boxes ticked as you grow and evolve your digital business while stacking sats. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.